The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Anika Gal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Glamour Magazine, the Sunday New York Times Magazine Just for Kids issue, and a little something special from eldecor.com. Especially for Valentine's Day. All right. Anyway, today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached by KiwanisFoundation.org, K-I-W-A-N-I-S, Foundation.org. All right. Well, welcome back. And I know you know it. Today is Valentine's Day. And because it's Valentine's Day evening, I just wanted to end the evening for you. You must have celebrated it, or maybe not celebrated it, or whatever, today. But I thought I would just give you some ideas for about love. And these are ideas, they're quotes that people have stated throughout the years through movies, books, philosophical thoughts, etc., about love. And I will tell you something. Even if you haven't given that perfect Valentine to that perfect person or imperfect person or whoever you want to give one to, it's not too late. So big deal. Valentine's Day is February 14th today. So what? Give it to them tomorrow. Something like an affection, words that show you care, is never too late. So just give it while you can. Here are from eldecor.com 40 perfect Valentine's Day quotes that will put your love into words. And these are heartwarming words for every type of romance. All right. Valentine's Day is an opportunity to put your love into writing, but finding the perfect way to say how you feel isn't always easy. To kickstart your creative flow and get those love gears turning, we've compiled over 40 favorite love quotes that will leave your sweetie swooning. Okay, and you might want to take out that journal, you know, that journal we've been talking about forever, and maybe write down a couple of these or at least a few words of them and then look them up later on to get the exact quote. The first one is by Lao Tzu, and that's spelled L-A-O-T-Z-U. Being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage. The next one is by Audre Lorde, L-O-R-D-E. Each time you love, love as deeply as if it were forever. All right, number three is by Gloria Steinem. You're going to be surprised at what she says. Gloria Steinem, biggest women's liber ever. Being married is like having somebody permanently in your corner. It feels limitless, not limited. By Gloria Steinem, S-T-E-I-N-E-M. All right, by Audrey Hepburn. The best thing to hold on to in life is each other. All right, number five, by Eartha Kitt, K-I-T-T. I fall in love with myself, and I want someone to share it with me. And I want someone to share me with me. Something to think about. All right, by Reese Witherspoon. There's no bad consequence to loving fully with all your heart. You always gain by giving love. Reese Witherspoon. John Lennon. Love is a promise. Love is a souvenir. Once given, never forgotten. Never let it disappear. By Cher, the singer. If grass can grow through cement, Love can find you every time. By Carrie Bradshaw. Eventually, all the pieces fall into place. Until then, laugh at the confusion, live for the moment, and know that everything happens for a reason. All right, Plato. At the touch of love, everyone becomes a poet. Jane Austen. I have no notion of loving people by halves, H-A-L-V-E-S. It is not my nature. Zelda Fitzgerald, Scott Fitzgerald's wife. Nobody has ever measured, not even poets, how much the heart can hold. Zelda. Eleanor Glynn, G-L-Y-N. Romance is the glamour which turns the dust of everyday life into a golden haze. Peter Ustinov. Love is an act of endless forgiveness, a tender look which becomes a habit. Boy, love is an act of endless forgiveness. By Frank Sinatra, a simple I love you means more than money. Madonna, to be brave is to love unconditionally without expecting anything in return. Thoreau, oh, my favorite, Henry David Thoreau. There is no remedy for love but to love more. And Oscar Wilde, wonderful playwright, who, being loved, is poor. And Paulo Coelho, the alchemist, author of The Alchemist, when you are loved, you can do anything in creation. When you are loved, there's no need at all to understand what's happening, because everything happens within you. Dr. Seuss, you know you're in love when you can't fall asleep because your reality is finally better than your dreams. Dr. Seuss. All right, David Viscott. To love and be loved is to feel the sun from both sides. Henry Miller. The only thing we never get enough of is love. And the only thing we never give enough of is love. F. Scott Fitzgerald. I don't want to live. I want to love first and live intentionally. Mother Teresa. Spread love everywhere you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier. And Lucille Ball, you really have to love yourself to get anything done in this world. Victor Hugo, life is the flower for which love is the honey. Vincent van Gogh, the way to know life is to love many things. William Shakespeare, in All's Well That Ends Well, love all, trust a few, do wrong to none. And here's Lao Tzu again. Being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage. I guess they just really like that one. All right, by Pedro Calderon de la Barca. When love is not madness, it is love. All right, by Frida Kahlo, take a lover who looks at you like maybe you are magic. And Katharine Hepburn says, love has nothing to do with what you are expecting to get, only with what you are expecting to give, which is everything. And Eva Gabor, Love is a game that two can play and both win. Maya Angelou says, love recognizes no barriers. It jumps, hurdles, leaps fences, penetrates walls to arrive at its destination full of hope. And Nat King Cole, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. And Eric Segal, who wrote Love Story, in the 70s, beautiful story, sad. Love means never having to say you're sorry. Jody Picoult from My Sister's Keeper, you don't love someone because they're perfect. You love them in spite of the fact that they're not. And Billy Crystal, When Harry Met Sally, when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible. All right, number 39 out of 40, John Green, The Fault in Our Stars. I fell in love the way you fall asleep, slowly, and then all at once. And finally, 40 out of 40, Pablo Neruda, beautiful Chilean poet. To feel the love of people whom we love is a fire that feeds our life. All right, well, our next article is going to be from Glamour magazine, and it is February 14th. Yeah, we are still in winter, but not for too much longer. Anyway, this is The Case for the Cold Weather Workout by Krista Skoba, and the picture is a tennis shoe kind of engrossed in ice. Like it's in a huge ice cube. All right. In fall and winter, it's easy to let your workout routine succumb to hibernation. But new research shows that crisp temperatures can actually boost your results. In a cool environment, people's ratings of perceived exertion are lower, and the duration of their exercise time tends to be a little bit greater, says Lacey Alexander, PhD, an associate professor of kinesiology at Penn State University. Translation, you can go harder, longer. Not only that, but even mildly cool temperatures, say 60 degrees, can trigger the activation of heat-producing brown fat, the kind that burns calories, explains Kristen Stanford, PhD, a researcher at the Ohio State University College of Medicine. That's the premise behind Burn, B-R-R-N, a boutique New York City gym that cranks the thermostat down to between 45 and 60 degrees for classes. We challenge people to become comfortable with what is uncomfortable, says co-founder Jimmy T. Martin. Unlike a hot workout where your body is working to cool itself, when you turn down the heat, your body can just worry about performing, he says. Martin and his co-founder, Johnny Adamic, A-D-A-M-I-C, created this 45-minute workout for Glamour. Give it a try the next time the temperature drops. Or just drop the temperature yourself, as they do in that gym. Okay, this is breath work. B-R-R-R-E-A-T-H, work. 5 minutes. Take in the chill. Sit outdoors with your eyes closed. Inhale for 2 seconds. Hold for one. And exhale for 2 seconds. Pause for 1 second. Repeat. Warm up. 5 minutes. Do each move below for 1 minute. Okay, the first one. Wrist rolls. Clench your fists. Rotate them to the inside for 30 seconds. then reverse. All right, clench your fists, rotate them to the outside for 30 seconds. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Extend your arms forward. Make a thumbs up gesture followed by a thumbs down. Thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs up, thumbs down. Okay, you repeat that for 1 minute. Sumo squat, knee taps. With feet slightly wider than shoulder width apart and toes pointing slightly out, bend knees into a sumo squat. As you come out of the squat, lift left leg up and tap your bent knee with your left elbow. And then lift your, as you're coming out of the squat, lift your right leg up and tap your bent knee with your right elbow. All right, and then repeat that for 1 minute. Tippy toes, with your feet shoulder width apart, push up onto the balls of your feet. Return to start. Repeat. With your feet shoulder width apart, push up onto the balls of your feet. Return to start. All right, for 1 minute. And campfire pulse squats. With your feet shoulder width apart and toes pointed slightly out, lower your body into a squat with your thighs parallel to the floor. Rub your hands together and pulse up and down, keeping the movement small. All right, repeat that for 1 minute. All right, next, the cool workout. This is for 30 minutes. Do the following exercises for 1 minute each. Spider-Man lunge to T-spine reach. From push-up position, bring your right foot forward just outside your right hand. Reach your right hand across and under your body beneath your left arm. Bring it back to your right side and reach up toward the ceiling, rotating your right hip. Return to start, repeat on other side. So from push-up position, bring your left foot forward just outside your left hand. Reach your left hand across and under your body beneath your right arm. Bring it back to your left side and reach up toward the ceiling, rotating your left hip. Return to start, repeat on other side. All right, touchdown squats. With feet shoulder width apart, jump into a wide squat, touching the ground between your feet. Jump back to starting position. Repeat. All right, so with feet shoulder width apart, jump into a wide squat, touching the ground between your feet. Jump back to starting position. Repeat. Now, rest for 1 minute. High plank with thigh taps. Start in push-up position with core tight and hips lifted. Reach back with your right hand and tap your right thigh. Now repeat on the other side. Start in push-up position with core tight and hips lifted. Reach back with your left hand and tap your left thigh. Repeat on other side. Burpees. With your feet shoulder width apart, push your hips back and bend knees into a squat, placing both hands on the floor in between your feet. Jump your legs back into push-up position. Jump back into squat position. Jump up and repeat. Rest for 1 minute and do the circuit 4 more times. Okay, so a burpee with your feet shoulder width apart, push your hips back and bend knees into a squat, placing both hands on the floor in between your feet. Jump your legs back into push-up position, jump back into a squat position, and jump up and repeat. All right, and finally, breath work. 5 minutes. Repeat the beginning breathing exercise. Then, to cool way down, take a shower and use cold water for the final 30 seconds. Ooh, that's invigorating. All right, and remember about the breath work. Sit outdoors with your eyes closed, inhale for 2 seconds, hold for 1, and exhale for 2 seconds. Pause for 1 second and repeat. I'm already cold. Okay, and since today is Sweets Day, you may have gotten a lot of sweets. And so I'm going to finish up with an article from the New York Times kids section. Anything for anyone but not adults. And this is called Bye Bye Baby Teeth. And finding a loose tooth in your mouth is cool, weird, and unsettling all at once. I once spent a terrified month not wiggling a tooth because I thought it wasn't supposed to fall out. If I didn't touch it, I figured it might stay put. It came out anyway, of course, and I calmed down once I felt the bumpy ridges of an adult tooth coming in. Although it all feels a bit mysterious, there is a timeline. All your baby teeth fall out over a period of about 6 years. They worked great in a baby-sized mouth, but as your jaws grow, bigger teeth are needed too. Here's what comes out and in when. All right, so baby teeth appear one or two at a time, beginning with the center bottom teeth, which peek through the gums at about 6 months old. The full set of 20 is usually in place by 2.5. At about 6, the adult teeth start replacing the baby ones. Incisors, the front eight teeth, called incisors, are sharp for biting. They are the first to arrive and the first to fall out at ages 6 to 8. Canines, the 4 canines, are super strong teeth that are good at tearing off bites of food. They're often among the last baby teeth to come in, and don't fall out until about age 12. Baby molars, at the back, 8 square, flattish molars, chew food into digestible mush. They are replaced between ages 9 and 12 by premolars. And adult molars, in an adult mouth, 3 more sets of molars eventually appear, for a total of 32 teeth. They're supposed to last forever. Even a skeleton still has its teeth. But sometimes they fall out too, usually when disease erodes the tissues surrounding the teeth. That's why you should brush and floss, or when something hits them super hard. All right, so thinking about your upper teeth, starting from the two middle ones are the central incisors. Next to those on either side are your lateral incisors. Next to those are your canines. Then behind those on either side are your first premolars, second premolars, first molars, second molars, third molars. And third molars don't come in until you're between 17 and 21. And in your lower teeth, we're going to start backwards from your third molars, second molars, first molars, and then second premolars, first premolars, canines, lateral incisors, and central incisors. So basically the same thing on the bottom as on the top. So how a tooth falls out, how does this happen? What holds a tooth in? Enamel, the hard outer coating of a tooth, hides softer tissues underneath. Those tissues connect the tooth to the jawbone, holding it in place from the inside. The pink gums are another soft tissue. They seal the tooth in place from the outside. All right. What makes it become loose? After the adult tooth begins to develop in the mouth, it moves to the surface. At the same time, the body breaks down the tissues and the root that hold the baby tooth in place. Go on and wiggle that tooth, But dentists say you should let it fall out on its own instead of pulling it out. And why does it fall out? After a few weeks, the loose tooth falls out. The medical term is shedding, like how a snake loses its skin or a dog its winter coat. The tissues that used to hold it tight to the jaw disappear. That's why an old baby tooth might look hollow. That little hole is where the connector cells used to be. All right, An Appreciation of SpongeBob SquarePants by James Poniewozik. People always want to know where master storytellers get their ideas. Steven Hillenburg, the man who created SpongeBob SquarePants, found his under the sea. Hillenburg, who died in November at age 57, didn't take a typical path to a TV career. He studied marine resources in college and taught marine biology after he graduated. Later, he went to art school and got a degree in animation. And when he was ready to create his own show, he decided to put his specialized sea life knowledge to work. Not that SpongeBob SquarePants is scientifically accurate, of course. You try lighting a campfire underwater. But what's so special about it is the lovable, believable characters who make its nautical nonsense happen. The show's squeaky-voiced star, SpongeBob, is an optimist. He believes every day can be the best day ever. He has faith in the most knuckle-headed ideas of his starfish friend Patrick. He's confident that next time he'll pass his driving test. SpongeBob SquarePants, which has had more than 240 episodes and just started its 12th season, began in 1999. Some of its original kid fans have grown up. Other kids are just discovering it. In the underwater metropolis Bikini Bottom, Steven Hillenburg and SpongeBob proved that when you put science and art together, sometimes you make magic. And beloved SpongeBob moments, my favorite quote is, "What's better than serving up smiles?" It really shows how optimistic SpongeBob is, which is why I love him. And that's by Rosdeli Cyprian, 14, in New York. And one of my favorite episodes is Squid Noir, where Squidward loses his clarinet. He becomes a detective and asks Mr. Krabs if he knows where his clarinet is. Mr. Krabs says he doesn't know, but says if Squidward finds it again, to bring it to him so he can smash it. That is so funny. All right, anyway, another kid says, "It's silly, everything else in life is serious, but if you think about it, there are lessons. Plankton always pretends to be someone else to get the Krabby Patty recipe, but he always loses." All right. Well, we have run out of time today. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Aniko Gall, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation, and they can be reached at kiwanisfoundation.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. See you next time.